Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Before we talk about and learn together a few minutes, Parshas Truma, I wanted to express Rabbi Yehuda. It's interesting, Yehuda made an appeal. Rav Ezi and I were excited. Yehuda one week made an appeal for Shnai Mikvech Targum. And I liked it a lot. It was like, you're right. It's an Indian and people should learn the Parsha. I could even talk about that in a few minutes. Choose, I'm going to go right there. Good. I wanted to make a different appeal, but I want to express with you who the Tzvi. I'll come from the following word. In last week's Parashas Mishpatim, so when Moshe and Aaron, Nadav Avihu and the Shivim Zakenim, saw Hashem b'shas Kabbalah Satorah, Hashem had a livnas ha-sapir, had a sapphire brick in front of him, b'shas t'shibud Mitzrayim. Now, yet they were looking at Hashem b'shas Kabbalah Satorah, but they saw Hashem that b'shas Yitzias Mitzrayim, he had a sapphire brick in front of him. Now, if you're wondering, how did they see that? There's no time in Shemayim. I just like saying that fact. But there's no time in Shemayim. And of course, when you see, there's no yesterday, by Hashem, everything's eternal. So it could get people a little overwhelmed. But you could, if you see Hashem, not if, they saw Hashem, so they could see what was. So when they saw Hashem, they saw during Yitzias Mitzrayim, during Shibud Mitzrayim, he had a livnas asap in front of Hashem. Time is for us. Time is in our world. In Shemayim, this what? He's right. But I like start times. My father is in front of me, and I'm working hard and being more in time. End times, I'm not masking. I'm machog. There's no such thing. By davening, I don't want any minyan. I like our minyan change. There's no more. I sometimes speak 5 minutes, sometimes an hour. There's no end. What does it mean in end time? Let's do the thing. If we're tired, we'll go short. Maybe we should do a few more mishabers that week. Maybe the end time thing gets, I can't. A start time, I hear, we all have to know. But when you do something, do the thing. I appreciate Rabbi Shapiro Shir. I see my cats also. There's no end time. No time. I see 1:30 now. I get it. People, the guys, leave, walk out. Beseder. I just mean like we're doing something, so let's do the thing. And we're in the middle of. Let's get lost in the thing. At start time, we all need to meet somewhere. I tell my kids because when we have Meirev in the shul, so I run out of shal shudas for Meirev. So I tell my kids, for me, this is my parnasa. Gosh, I have a job. I have to run to make my. I said, in your own homes, you finish Shal Shudas. You go Lalacha. You're middle of Shal Shudas. You're schmoozing with the family. You're singing Zmiris. Shal Shudas goes. At the end of the minyan, you'll find. I remember there at Yisrael, I'd go to Vishnitz, and usually we'd collect the minyan late. You're middle. Shal Shudas. You don't end Shal Shudas. It has a start time, an end time for Shalosh. That's wild to have an end time. Maybe Tuesday you'll end Shalosh. I beg my kids. I tell them, if you have a job, you have a Gnei B'Shail. If not, you're doing Shalosh. You do Shalosh. The end of Shalosh. Savadi, you'll get a group of Yidden for a minion. Oh. Say there. Zikr. Rebezi's waiting. We have to have that. Okay. I'm not talking 72, I'm talking 172, 272. But the kitzer, how do we go to this time thing? But the kitzer is that Bishas Kabbalah Satira. We're back on schedule, back on time. So kitzer, during Kabbalah Satira, Moshe Aaron and this Kanim, Nadav Avihu, and this Kanim, they see Hashem that he has a Livnas HaSapir in front of him, Bishas Tashiba. The question is, and Avada, that's a big, big sugya, that Hashem feels our pain. What we're going through, things, the Rabbanu Shlom, Shchinta Begalusa, Ima Noichi Betzara, big sugya. Why is that what they saw, B'Shas Kabbalah Satorah? Why is that what they saw? So during COVID, I found the Chayadam, I found Rabbeinu Bechaya writes, that of all the memchas kinyani atar, the biggest one is noisei ba'olam chaveray, and b'shas kabbalas atar, Hashem was being noisei ba'olam. That's one of the kinyani atar. I want to say something different. The memchas kinyani atar, even it's the most important, the memchas. The memchas, my high b'shas kabbalas atar, Rabbi Yechiel, Hashem was... My high b'shas kabbalas atayra, Hashem had a livnas asapir. He was with our tzar. What's happening? So I want a title like this. I've said over every shul in the country this Shabbos, people speak. They're going to speak on Parshas Truma. Maybe they should say a word from a different parsha. Every simcha this week's either mishpatim or Truma. Mechateisi. It's a funny custom Klal Yisrael has. And the pshat is that when a person learns Torah, Hashem's talking to us, you can expect that Hashem's talking to your sugya. All of Klal Yisrael is learning a certain parasha, so Hashem's talking to us. Hashem's mamish talking to us. Hashem's talking in the Torah. So Klal Yisrael understands, if we're having the Sheva Brachas during the week of Mishpatim, so we understand, let's look in the parasha, see what Hashem's saying about the Simcha. Let's find Avada. Hashem's talking to us. Avada is talking to our things. All of Klal Yisrael's reading this. That's Pshat Rabbanim are quoting from the Parsha. If something's going on, being threatened by Iran, okay, let's be Mava Sedra. It's Pasha Yudhitsvi. I asked my Mishpacha to look over the Parsha. My Mishpacha, of course, you read the Parsha and you see what's going on and you lie. Hashem's talking to us. Pasha like that. When you Mava Sedra Kamen, it's like Shriach. Things that you're going through, you read about it, of course. Yidden always, even the Indian that a Yid looks at the parasha, Yid's checking in on his life. His mom is checking in, Hashem's talking to him. I like that it's the opposite of what somebody thinks. A guy comes to Torah, he has like so many worries, and then he learns, he's like, does the Rav even know me? Rabbi Russ sometimes says, I've heard Rabbi Russ, we've discussed this about guys. Sometimes people yell at a guy, you talk to a guy, you're yelling at this, and his sugya is a different sugya. A guy told me, mamish this week, he was crying. He said, my father's moneying me someday. I don't mind what he's moneying, he just doesn't know my life. What he's saying is remarkably disconnected to where I wish he was like on my page, forget on my page, in the same book as me. Forget in the same page as me. I'm here, he's handling, he's like no shaykhis to what I'm at, to where I'm at, to what's going on. Guy was mamish crying this week like this. It's important by Torah, we had come to Kabbalah Satayra from a Shibud. And Eureka, when they saw Hashem b'shas Kabbalah Satayra, the tsar and the journey we had come from, that was in front of Hashem, the Livnas Asapir. And specifically in Limud HaTorah, Hashem's talking to our story. This is where you've come. You see Hashem, we saw Hashem. He was mamish coming from our story. We saw him, b'shas Tashiba. That's what we saw, b'shas Kabbalah HaTorah. In speaking us, the very same place we were coming from, Hashem was coming from. One can expect that in Limud HaTorah. It's Pasha. One can expect that in Limud HaTorah. When I was a youngster, my Rebbe's shiurim and shmuzim would like hit exactly what I was thinking about. And I thought like it was a Ruach HaKadosh. And it could be, yeah, it could be there's such a thing. But now I understand it's like pashut like this. Dvarim pshutim. Somebody goes to learn Torah by a Rebbe, one can expect it will mamish talk to his sugi. Hashem's talking to us. So of course it will talk to his sugi. One can expect that. That's the assumption. Perhaps that's. So I just liked your push. You should check in on the parasha. Read all of Klal Yisrael's learning. The Shem's talking to us this every year. That's to then tune in and listen in and look at the parasha and read over the parasha. I've had many times, Yudhitsvi, a remarkable amount of times. I learn nicely on planes. It's one of the only. I want to learn. If I saw more things as planes, it would be better for me. But I learn. I have an associate, like a learn association, on a plane. So I learned nicely on a plane. A guy was near me. He said, oh, you're such a master. I said, halavai, if I'd always be on a plane, maybe. Like, but planes are gishmak. You could, not so much else to do. Lemaisa, it's uncanny going somewhere, and I think I'm going to speak about a certain topic. Then I'm learning Chumash, and Hashem like tells me other things. Like you're watching, it's mamish klar. You're being spoken to. It's klar. That's how Torah, learning Torah, especially all of Klal Yisrael is reading the Parashas HaTorah. We call the Parasha Shaivim that we just completed. All of Klal Yisrael is reading these Parashas, so then there's a Yetzias Mitzrayim happening. That's what Hashem's telling us. What's going on? So we name those weeks Shaivim. They had to name those weeks because that's what's going on. Hashem's telling us all this. Now, so it's Kedai. So I liked a lot Yehuda Tzvi's appeal. I've been on an appeal the last couple of months, and I want to share it with my friends. Make big Rosh Chodesh Sudas. Rosh Chodesh, he said, make Mabes Sedra great again. I want to make Rosh Chodesh also. Not a different Rosh Chodesh. I brought my wife the first time to Rebbetz and Brim. And of course, Kiyadua, the Nashim have a connection to Rosh Chodesh, but it's for Anashim and Nashim Rosh Chodesh. Zman Kapar L'chol Todosim, Rosh Chodesh is a big thing. I brought my mishpacha, my wife, to Rebbetz and Brim, and the first thing she said, make sure that big Rosh Chodesh is in the home. It's interesting, when I was a youngster, my brother was a masmid. He wasn't the type to go out much. He didn't eat out. Rosh Chodesh, we would go to Miro's together. I don't say I understood Rosh Chodesh. I stopped. I went out other times too. But my brother, I was there. I could only get him to Miros. Today, if we would go out, it would be a lot fancier than Miros. Rosh Chodesh is a big thing. Miros is wonderful. But in Rosh Chodesh, we'd go a lot further than Miros. And it's interesting to be mechazik Rosh Chodesh. The Yevanim wanted to start up with Am Yisrael, mevatel three things. Shabbos, everybody would gress. Shabbos. That's our names. Am Mekadshei Shvi. We're Shabbos observed. That's who we are. That's the Shidduch of a Yid. Mila, everybody would guess that they started up with Bris Mila. The third thing is a Chiddush Nifla Rosh Chodesh. Chiddush. You wouldn't put it in that list of like mitzvahs to start up. Chiddush. Now we do, our whole count is different than the Goyim. The Umayis, they count a year of the sun. We're busy, we count the moon year, we count a different year, we count the year by the moon. And there's a big inyan of chiddush, b'mechadish, coming back, nachamo, new is chadshos, new madregas. A guy in yeshiva asked me a question, such an honest question. A guy yitz asked such an honest question, and I was taken aback. He said, I have ADHD, Rebbe. Said ADHD, he said, I get tired of things fast. He said, what does marriage look like for an ADHD guy? He said to him, same person, decades, it is. Now his mistake is, and we make the mistake to ourselves and to others, we like lock in way too stark. I wanted in my own self, my inner voice, I used to say, Daniel, here you go again. I threw that out. Even when I want to give myself mussar, it's never, Daniel, you go again. There you go, Daniel. Because there's a certain voice that says, oh, you, like you're stuck there. Not stuck at all. But you think like you found yourself. I'm 51, I'm beginning to, your neshama, like the guy found the whole thing. The neshama is grace, is huge. We find new things. Don't box in your wife either. Never. Don't box in your wife. Let her be new. See, if you're very shallow, you're like, you'll see her a certain thing, you'll box her in. Oh, okay, this is what, you don't know your wife, you're crazy. Guy thinks he knows as well. You have her neshama down. A neshama's like crazy. You don't know her, she doesn't know her. Let newness. See, some don't always put it, we put things in boxes because it like predictability in some ways helps us. When guys come to yeshiva, I always try to compare him to a different guy, who he is. I just want to feel safe. You know, dogs scare them because I don't know what they're going to do. They're unpredictable to me. So I want to like, okay, the guy is a 3-4. Like I get his Enneagram number. I get the guy he resembles early in the yeshiva. Sees him. But it's hogwash. So it's not an MS. Person's a new person. Good, so we need a little security. We need a, like, you think you know your spouse? You know yourself? Let for newness. Let room for newness. The sugya of Rosh Chodesh is a yid's always being mechadesh, always coming, ever fresh, ever being mischazik, ever coming back. Haman said, Yeshna yanecha. The Rebbe said from quoted the Zohar that Yeshna is their sleeping. Like they're just like, There's not. Then all of a sudden, Klal Yisrael, Mordechai Tzadik comes in as mechazik. A yid has the koyach of the moon, chedush, new, fresh, another start, another ischazkos, a new chizuk. He's just when you thought this is him, where'd this come from? An explosion of newness. I watched like all the Deir Shua Rice, all these campaigns, and it's amazing. Shasya, so much newness. I'm just like encouraged by the newness, of our, like the next initiative of our people. When, just when you think you sized us up, this is what we are. Like we have a new initiative, a new chizuk, a new encouragement, a new thing that like flies through our people. We're like the Levana. We're not just flat and this is what you see. We're not like that. It's not who we are. I'm Zeich, I have this chos together at Kateras. We see Bachrim like grow and shtag, but it's true in the entirety of our people. We're the moon people who are constantly being encouraged and renewed and ever starting again and being mechazik. And you think it's here and it explodes to something bigger. Haman's like convinced, that's it. Mefuzim, mefurd, ben amim, they're not in unity. All of a sudden, a new thing comes out. Where'd this come from? We're moon people. I want to suggest to the Chevra that we start making a bigger deal about Rosh Chodesh. I'm not just talking about for our families, for ourselves. I'm trying personally. It's interesting. In yeshiva, I'll tell you honestly. In yeshiva for Adar, so we didn't want to make like a big mesiba. You're worried the Chevra would drink. And, you know, we have our own government issues. We have to be careful. But I wanted Rosh Chodesh Mesib. We did it in the morning. Now, you make a Mesib in the morning. I knew it wouldn't be too lebedek. Chevra dance better at night. That's the way it is. Minus and Purim, everybody dances well day. We have a shtickle help, a siyua. But I know, if you know how to make matzavim at night, people are much more lebedek. So I knew it wouldn't be so lebedek, but I wanted a Mesib for me. I made it for a few people. The Chevra came, left. It was very nice, but we sat. A couple of Chevra sat. Rosh Chodesh is a big thing. And I want to be mechazik all of us to stretch. It's Zman Kapara. Look at the tefillahs. You get halal on Rosh Chodesh. A musaf on Rosh Chodesh. And I want to be mechazik for ourselves to make a bigger deal. Rosh Chodesh. Have a suda. Have a nice bemis. Have a nice steak dinner with the family. Go all out. Good music. B'shas the suda. Some Rosh Chodesh suda. To be mechazik Rosh Chodesh, but the Inyan. But not just to have the day. Mamish to have the day. It's interesting when they wanted to attack us, Rav Yechiel. They wanted to attack us. They take away Rosh Chodesh. I wonder today, again, even when we're not attuned to it, I wonder today if any enemy would study our people, would say, okay, I'm taking Shabbos, they'd want to take away in Mila. I wonder if anybody would study us today. Now, of course, Rosh Chodesh is doing big things, but I'm not sure we're attuned enough that Rosh Chodesh is a big one. And to make a bigger deal of Rosh Chodesh, a big deal. And the nekud of a new start, it's fresh, Rosh Chodesh, new beginning, mamish. Chedush, em asidim l'schadish k'moysa. So that's the first thing. I wanted to jump on the back of Yudit Zvi's appeal for Shnaya Mikra. I wanted an appeal for Rosh Chodesh, to be mechazik, really to make sure chizik. By Chabad Chasidim, there's big, big sugyas of Rosh Chodesh. Sudas, a big sudas. By many tzaddikim, I can tell you, Rebbe Tzimbrim, the first thing she said to my wife, I don't remember if it, Rebbe Walzman, if it was Rosh Chodesh when we saw her. It makes sense, why was she being mechatan? But maybe not. Maybe, I'm not sure if we remember if it was Rosh Chodesh, but she told us, big Rosh Chodesh sudas in the house. Big Rosh Chodesh, that it should be a big deal. So I wanted to remind my friends of this, be mechazik. It's a big thing to have Rosh Chodesh, to be a moon type of person, chizuk. Constantly being mechadish, a new aschala, a new opportunity, a new month, a new eschadish, shem asidim l'eschadish k'maisa. So that's the first thing I wanted to share with the chevra. I'm very interested. I don't have a klarp shat, but I want to share the shimmy, I wonder about the Nesiyim. I'm very interested. The Archaim HaKadosh says that the Avnei Shayam, in the list of the gifts, the 13 gifts to the Mishkan, so it says, Tcheles, Argoman, Terlash, Shani, Sheish, Izim, all the way at the end of the list is the Avnei Shayam, Avnei Meluim. Now, the Archaim HaKadosh is bad. Those are the most expensive. Stop them at the end of the list? They belong first. They're the most chashuv gifts. Put them first in the count of the like shtubt at the end. They cost 600,000. Their Chaim HaKadosh says this is the most expensive. You describe the gifts that were given. You put them all the way at the end. It's funny, a funny zach to put them all the way at the end. The Chaim HaKadosh says that this reflects the Musar to the Nesiim, that they gave it last. And there was some taina on the Nesiim. I'm always interested exactly shimmy the taina. It's so pragmatic, the Nesiim. That's such a good cheshbon. I picture the Nesiim are the responsible ones, and what they did is so smart. They said, listen, we want to give to, everybody wants to give to, all of Klal Yisrael, they had to like push it, hold back Klal Yisrael from giving. They pushed it. So everybody, they wanted to give to. It was like a very cheshbendik thing. The Nesiim said, listen, let Am Yisrael give. And what they don't give, we'll give. We'll push it. Let's see. And everybody's just giving randomly. We have things we need. We're building a Mishkan. There's Kalim. There's requirements. Their cheshbin is so like, it's so practical and gishmak. They said, let everybody give what they give. No, Menachem, it's a good cheshbon. Let people donate, and whatever is not given, we'll give. Somehow, they're punished for that. There's some. I'm trying to figure out where what's wrong with that. It's a nice cheshbon. I'm sorry? That's a certain way. Klal Yisrael did fine. You see, like, Klal Yisrael didn't need anything. Like, if you're trying to jump in and just give, it's a good cheshbon. They're very cheshbon. They're pragmatic. Klal Yisrael did just fine giving. There's a certain sense when it comes to Kodesh. It's not a cheshbon thing giving to Hashem. There's something about the Nedivas HaLev, about excitement. Given a crazy way, don't be so normal. Don't be so cheshbon here. There's some ha'ara here. There's a big hadgasha of the lev. And not to give in this manner. Like this manner, there was some, you're such a cheshbon. The cheshbon, they should have just, the excitement is more important than the things. It's interesting to me. In every shul, there's like the, not just every shul, in every idealism, there's the structure. Yisrael comes and sees Klal Yisrael, and our system is like pathetic. It's like, what are you guys? Because we wanted Moshe, we weren't caring about it making too much sense. We're all waiting around Moshe. Novelty, Gamma Tagam. Yeah, then there's always the practical guy who makes the sustainable and work. But there's a reason we weren't thinking about the sustainability. It's interesting that here, like, they were coming in such a practical, pragmatic way. And there's something to construction that's not about like all the practical. It's just, I picture the rest of Klal Yisrael just jumping in at Divas HaLev. We're excited. We want to build. We want to construct. We want to help. It's like, well, we got to organize here. In a certain way, the excitement and the rush of excitement is what you needed as much as you needed the organization. I can see this in construction in our own lives and in many things we build. The excitement to the thing. I get to give like a, this doesn't even do justice, this mushroom. A little kid is like trying to serve the soup Shabbos or trying to set the table Shabbos. And the kid sets it all wrong. I'm not coming, the wives, a Shabbos Suda should be gorgeous, set up perfectly. I'm not coming to Dan. It's easier on somebody else's thing. Only bringing out the point, the kid sets up and it's not so neat. The kid serves soup. There's usually like a trail of soup along. It might not be the most organized thing or the perfect, but isn't it much bigger that the kid wants to serve and is getting involved? The Nedivas HaLev is bigger than the organ. Now there's something called organization. There's such a thing. But the heart of the matter, and somehow the Nesiim are criticized. You had a very like cheshbon thing, and probably somebody has to be misader. First, just understand, let people just bring. It's funny, afterwards, they're trying to like get the thing under control. I picture the scenes. The scene in Parashas Truma is wonderful. People are giving, they're making announcements, like there's no people on earth this would be true. They're not struggling. They're like, have to not. Rabbi Isai, Adkan, like, the piles of stuff are like, there's Heiser, Daiva Heiser, there's like extras like you can't imagine. And they have to ask everybody, let's stop. Okay, and then there's the nes, that everything ends up being needed, exact. Because what's there is the nedivos, the generosity and the beauty, and each yid's donation is important. But I don't have a teretz. I'm not be'emes. I'm struggling with what's wrong. There's some einish. There are things. Our Chaim HaKadosh writes that it's put last. It was a bad cheshbon. Maybe again. I'm not saying shot. I really want. I'm thinking about it again this year. I don't know. I don't know. I tried, but I didn't see that I was too excited. Because people are upset. Kalish, there is a room for organization. Good, you're a mess, but my friends are nice. And they didn't. But I could, you feel what I'm thinking. I'm bothered. I'm bothered. I don't like a force pshat. They said, Dovi, I don't know. I don't know. And there's deep things going on. What they said, so like sensible. So let's see what everybody gives, and then we'll fill in the blue. Maybe they underestimated Klaus, or maybe that's the time. It doesn't sound. There's something too practical when it comes to like getting involved in Kodesh. Stop being so practical. Save practicality. And is there a place? It's funny, even watch the system. People just brought tons. Then we're like, whoa, like we have to like make these announcements. Could somebody get the people? Because Klaus gets excited. We're fired up about something. Say that we have to contain it. We have to find the vessels to contain this thing. But there's an excitement. Maybe that should come first. At Rav Walzim, I have a whole shaila in organizations. There's always the person, there's always the chiyus and the organizer. It's a big shaila, who should be the one, who should be the two. I always think that the one is the guy who's... When I say one, I'm not talking about guy, I'm talking about what... That the ikkar of the thing is the idealism. Then if you have to build systems, Yisrael comes next. You first have to have the... If you have the system minus an idealism, you try to shtup in, is there room for the idealism? First is the geschmack. Then it seems there's some tiny here to start. Okay, let's do this organ. What are we doing, anything organized? Rabbi say, Mishkan, psh. The Nesiyim are giving, everybody just running, giving you shirt. The haschal of being so organized. Let's see what everybody, that maybe, but I don't know. I mamish don't know. What do you say, Rebbe? You like it. That's how I hear it. That the first thing, the first meeting shouldn't have been, okay, let's do this organized. Let's not. Let's have everybody. Rabbi say, Mishkan. People are just taking off shirts, giving their ties, throwing things in. The Nashim are giving their mirrors. It's Mamish Mishkan. Let's go. Knock them. Let's figure out. Then we have to make it out. Rabbi say, we have tons. We're overwhelmed. We're doing a little accounting here. Knock them like the structure. Maybe they started too fast for the structure. I don't know. But what's right, Russ? What's the sugya? Kalish like promoting chaos. Like that should be a good structure. Like, why should be? The more organized amongst us are like squirming in their seats. Like, what's the picture? You want this thing? I had many pictures. It's how this would play out in a system. How this would like, if the structure's there, like dominating the idealism or the idealism, then you build the structure around it. Here, like the scholars, let's see what they bring. That's that, Mishkan, let's go. And then Nachdem, we'll see how to get this one. I want to close that with something I've said many years, and I don't want to say what I said last year. I want to be more shayach to it. We've asked many years. It says they had daiva hayser. There was enough and extra. Anybody learns the Chumash. If there's enough, there's not extra. If there's extra, there's not enough. It's two different things. Dai means it was mamish and nes is exact. Explains the Archaim HaKadosh that be'emes there was extra. But it was a nes. What everybody gave like was exact. If you did it in the Eifin of Teva, it was much more stuff. But everything was used and necessary. And I want to express that the purpose of the nes... The purpose, the nes, is the reality that every single yid's donations are necessary. That's the purpose, the nes, is that we need kulam. We mamish need kulam. The sugya of Purim, the sugya, the ikar sugya, Amalek's about this unity of Klal Yisrael. We don't need everybody. That's how Amalek is. The Gra says in Evan Shleima that Amalek's about Pirud. And the sugya is leich kenais kol yudim. Haman says am echad mefuzer mefur. They're separate. The ikar nekud of achdos is that we need all. There's no extras in our people. We need all. And Esther says leich kenais kol yudim. I love shalach manas. I love the look of our people. Beautiful. Go to the streets for Shalach Manas. Everybody's running, gifting to each other. It's a massive Yidna just bringing. Everybody's celebrated, needed, from the little children to everybody in the mishpacha giving gifts to one another. And the Nekud of Achdus Yisrael, the Minag, I appreciate a lot. And you get in danger when you, instead of like criticizing Klal Yisrael, observe our people. The mitzvah of Shalach Manas is gorgeous, how people grab on to the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that's celebrated and done very serious. And then I love by the Kriyas HaMegillah that everybody comes. Just observe our people. It's interesting. We have to make sure to be yotze, make sure the kids are not banging at the wrong times, for sure. But it's interesting to observe. To me, it's pashut that the minig Yisrael that ever the kids... I mean our inner children also. But the minig Yisrael that everybody comes, the minig Yisrael that everybody comes, to me is klar leich kenois kol yudim. That's the sherish. Haman, the Amalek wants us to say not everybody's necessary. Only some. Give me your best. They try to knock it on achshol macharecha. And by Kriyas HaMegillah, when we fight Amalek, everybody comes to shul. But everybody. Everybody's there. Men, women, and children. And I want to express this daiva heiser, this amazing nes, a remarkable nes. There were gifts given by every yid, and yet when we construct in the Mishkan, it like came out exact. Everything should have been the wrong size. We should have had tons of stuff, but there would be a mashmais that, oh, he was extra. We didn't need him. And it wasn't that way. The lave of every yid, he gave this thing in his way. It was mamish. It was like so perfect. It's lucky pashit. After we were done, it's lucky everybody brought. You have to picture the scene as a beautiful scene. After we put everything together, it was like nothing left. There wasn't one thing left, Shlomo. We put everything together. It's like, shoo! I picture the guy who like only had a drip, Daniel. He like brought this. Then at the end, there was nothing left. He's like, it's lucky I brought it. Now, really, wink, wink? There's no wink, wink. It's true. It's true. We mamish wouldn't have made it without him. We mamish. In the world of Ruchni, somebody asked me that it says Dai v'Hoyser, should say Hoyser v'Dai. There was extra. First there was extra, and then Dai. Why say Dai v'Hoyser? According to the Sarchaim HaKadosh, first is extra, then it's Dai. The Ikar Nekud is that it's Dai, it was exact. If you want to know the math, it was Hoyser. In a Chitzonistic world, like if you would have done the computations, it looked like more. That's not the Emes. The Emes, it was Dai. Every single thing was needed. That guy brought the... We couldn't have done the Mishkan without him. The Nes is Ma'ir or something. By the way, we couldn't have built the Mishkan without that guy's thing. Without his Nadivs. It's funny, in the world of practical, you would never think like this. See, if you went in the sea, this is like a different world than this is... The Nesiim know what I'm saying, but this is like the opposite. The Nesiim come, let's see what everybody gives. We'll give one. That's not how Mishkans are built. The Mishkan's built that every year, and there was way extra, and there was nothing extra. I don't know if the Mishkan wouldn't have gone up if that guy didn't give his... Because Yidna needed, the Shachanti B'Soicham is B'Soich Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael's Tzazamin, push out a Yid, there's no Asher. Hashras Hashchin is the entirety of our people. So it comes out, the Nes is Meirdik. It's so lucky. It's true, it's not just we tricked the guy. When the guy said, it's lucky I brought my little thing. So it's like jokes on him. We fooled him. Like that. Hashem's not fooling anybody. It's demis. There was dai. That's the pshat. It says dai first. Doesn't say hoysi v'dai. Because the emes is there was dai. It was perfect. So lucky he brought his thing. Now if you want to know, in our world of teva it was hoysi. In that world, the pragmatic world of the Nesiim, there was extra stuff.
Wow.
Not in the Emes, it was Dai. In Lamana Emes, if that guy wouldn't have brought his thing, wouldn't have worked. I think this Inyan is an Inyan of at a time of the year, Adar, and now headed to Purim, Adar. that Kol Yisrael, Lech Kenois Kol Yudim, we need each one of us, each one's Limudat Torah, each one's Tefillah, each one's Avodah that counts, that matters, is day. We can't do it without, we mamish can't. It won't work. So it's funny, I think in a shikhiistic way, I've seen Nar Chaim since I'm a kid. The younger me for sure saw it like a cute thing, like a Shem, like fool the guy, like a youngster, like you were needed. Wink, 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 wink. The guy comes to the basketball game, you know, and the team gives him like 30 seconds, so good you came. He's like a little slow. They push it like praying he doesn't show up to the game. A playoff game. Guys ask me, Rebbe, could you like send him to eat out, please? He shouldn't come by the game. And the guy gets his 30 seconds, but you have to be nice. Oh, so thank you so much for coming. And you give him. So like the ki'ilu the day is a nace. Like, yeah, the ene should feel. That's not how ruchnius works. It was day. We wouldn't have worked with them. Because we're not talking about a physical. We're talking about yidns nedevos. If you contrast this day v'hoiser to the Nesiim's cheshbon, yeah, good, there's a practical. They're being practical, whatever you... That's not what's going on here in the world of practical, like Taka, make sure. But in that world, by the way, in the Nesiim's world, I'm not coming to criticize Nesiim. I'm talking Chazal say something to study. So I'm trying in the Nesiim's world, right, Balls. I wonder if the Nesiim would tell that we don't need it. Medaftus nishna. In their world, we're trying to figure out like practical. They would tell you, no, we have enough. It's not how we're building this thing. It's not what's happening here. Yeah, is there practical arrangements to do? Later on, we'll figure that stuff out. And then the nisim, die. But what happens is each year, it's nedivos and excitement and passion. There's what to learn in our own structures of our homes, in our own ruchniyistik structure, in our families, in our yeshivas, in our shuls. Sometimes a person's like excited to contribute in a certain way, and you make cheshbonos. No, we don't... I started to do tshuva. I like running things. I like certain songs sing, Shemi. I'm doing tshuva. Guys would say, Rebbe, could we sing? I would be mocked, but a guy would ask, Rebbe, could we sing? I'm Kol Baraman. I'm like, a guy wants to sing like a Tisha B'Av song on Friday night. Today, I often will sing with the guy. I can't say always. I'm more inclined. There's a bacher recently. The Friday night, can he ask to sing a song? Could we sing Achenu? Friday night, Achenu. Hanasuna Batzara. He was so sincere. Let's sing Achenu with him. Let's talk. Let's die. We'll figure out that also. We'll make Shabbos in there too. Even then, I want to say from a guy who's afraid of these things. Like to me, I was certain. Like no, maybe that's like the head of the Nesiim. Like you're so organized, Pashut. Let's see what each one brings. No, we don't need that. We have enough of it. It's not how it works. He wants to sing Achenu. No, we have. So maybe let's sing Achenu together with him. He's game-bringing. There's an adivus here. He wants to be part. He's excited. There's yesh dvarim in our own homes, in our own... I see it in my own private avodah Hashem. I see things like this. Certainly in a home, certainly in a yeshiva, certainly in a shul. Somebody's being mishtatif. This is their way. But we don't need that. He wants to be mishtatif. He wants to be mishtatif. This is his way of being mishtatif. Die, let's figure out. His lave is needed. There's another person. He wants to sing Achenu. Let's go. Achenu. Let's go. Let's add his Achenu. And it will be die. It will all fit in and everything will be needed. Have a great job.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.